Hi everyone, this is Link Leonhardt, the Half Elf writer from Venezuela, and I support Toilet of Hell Radio for being the best radio free toilet of all the internet. Remember to support this show and share. Thank you.
You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
You just heard Mana Razor from Aziza, a self-described thunderpunk band right out of Minneapolis, the place where, like, all of our readers live. So there you go, Minneapolis. I acknowledge you. You're welcome. You're listening to the Toilet of Hell radio show. I'm Joe Thrashenkill, and with me, as always, is Randall Thor. Randall, how you doing?
I am great. I also wanted to let Minneapolis know that I acknowledge that they exist, and they are a real place. And good job. You are alive today. Yep, clap for them.
Good there job, you go, Minneapolis.
And also, I saw the title of the track, Mana Razor.
Yes.
But immediately, as soon as you said mana, I felt war. And now I need a band that's like Mana Razor. That's so, like a man made out of razors or something.
I believe it's mana is in the
magic, oh, it is. The magic thing.
Right. The band on this EP that Aziza put out, they also have a track called Rat King, which is a D&D reference, if I'm not mistaken. A bunch of rats all in a swarm tied up by their tails. I believe that's what a Rat King is.
Yep. And then, but I still need, like, Man-O-Razor, like, to be a band and just to play razor-sharp thrash metal and sing about being true and killing posers and the same thing, man. Basically Lich King, but more Man of War.
Well, let's put that on our list of things to do before next episode. We'll start this band, get a record deal, play Maryland Death Fest, and you know, really, really lash out on the world. I think we would be remiss not to mention that the opening this show was our best friend in the entire world, the Venezuelan half-elf king, Link Leonhardt.
The best person in the world as well, not just our best friend in the world. Link is definitely the number one human ever alive, who's ever been alive, period.
This
I don't care
true.
What anybody says.
I this was the first time I've ever heard his voice, and I gotta say, I am surprised by how deep it is. I was expecting him to be a cartoon character.
Or a little chirpy, like a cute little high voice. No, he's got a big old man voice.
He's all man, that Link Leonhart.
Oh, boy. But you know what? He's a good man, because he likes power metal.
And he likes melodic death metal, too. How do you feel about that?
That's fine. You know, you take the good of the bad.
That's fair. So I'm stoked that he was able to get transmission out to us. For the longest time, he's had difficulty listening to our show due to the dodgy internet in Venezuela. And the dodgy, every condition.
By dodgy, you mean, I mean, literally mandatory internet blackout hours.
Yeah, four-day work weeks and food shortages. And it's such a shame. I wish we could do something more to help, but things seem to be really kind of a mess in Venezuela right now.
Well, let's just move his whole family into your house.
I have an extra room. He and his bride are welcome to stay with me.
There we go. Done.
Link.
We've solved all problems.
Yeah, come live with us.
Perfect. And if you can't do it, I got an extra room too. So, like, I can totally do it. But how humid is it in Texas?
I went outside earlier and then vomited because it was too hot.
But was it humid?
Yes, it is exceptionally humid.
Okay, then he's going to die either place he's at. It's actually probably more humid in Venezuela, wouldn't you think?
You know, I don't know. He says that it's hotter than hell there. I believe him.
Oh, so he'll probably be fine in either place. Yeah. I was going to say, because it's like a cool 95 degrees today with high humidity.
Yeah, we've had, I think the heat index has been around 105 to 110 every day.
Gosh.
For the last 2 weeks. So I'm praying for a swift death.
Or we've been getting hit by it's been like 4 thunderstorms in 2 weeks. And the light outside my house that I can see from where I'm sitting right now is like dangling. I'm scared that some water's going to hit it and the wires that are exposed now and spark a fire or something next thunderstorm.
Okay, so what you need to do is you need to hit your fuse box, turn off your power, and then fix that. So
it's not my light. It's like a street lamp, like, you know, like 30 feet tall. I can't get up there. I'm going to tell the front office this week and be like, yo, by the way, that's probably dangerous.
Good idea. So aside from the weather, what's been going on? What's the haps?
What's the haps? Are you talking about my life or in general?
In general, what's the rumpus?
In general. Well, we got some cool stuff happened. The Netherlands Deathfest lineup got announced, and it's stupid.
Netherlands Deathfest. So this is the same folks that do Maryland Death Fest, right?
Yeah, it's what's his face? The same guy who does Maryland Death Fest, I believe. He's pretty much made a brand out of what he's done. It's really impressive how Maryland Death Fest has evolved over the years from a small fest with a bunch of crazy porno grind bands and death metal bands to the monster that it is today. It's got California Death Fest as well.
Oh, yeah.
And now Netherlands Death Fest. And he's really expanding. And I'm sure it's not just only him. He's obviously got a ton of people working for him and helping him now.
Obviously. I believe he blocked Toilet of Hell on Facebook the other day over our fake Maryland Death Fest lineup.
You really think so?
I'm pretty sure he did. People were sharing it on the Maryland Death Fest wall, and then I looked back the other day. They were all swept away.
I tagged the guy who runs it.
Good.
I shared it and then tagged it, and he didn't respond, so... He's still friends with. I'm checking. I'm pulling him up right now to see. I'm not gonna say his name because I don't want people flooding him with friend requests. Dude's already got enough. I wonder if he blocked me for that. No, we're still friends. Okay,
hey.
Well, cool. Well, anyways, the Netherlands Death Fest lineup is really dumb. It's really awesome. I want to go there, but I have my hands full with Fest right now. So,
I took a look at the poster. There were a couple of acts that I noticed that I was pretty into, but I didn't have a photographic memory of it. Cancer is one of the bands that comes to mind immediately off the top.
Oh, yeah. I missed them when they played Maryland Death Fest, but they sounded pretty good from when I was wandering around. What I'm most jealous of, there's two sets that I want to see. First off, the one that all of y'all are going to... Actually, no. If you dislike either one of these, you're a poser. Terrorizer's playing All of World Downfall.
That's awesome.
Yes. And then Candlemass Nightfall.
I like Candlemass, but not...
Oh, Joe, don't say anything. I know what's going to come out of your mouth. I'm going to have to kill you for it.
All right, you know what? Let's just move on.
look up that lineup. It's dumb. It's nonstop, just great bands.
Okay.
Joe, you got something for me, don't you? 10-minute reunion show from somebody?
Yeah, man. Like, Nazem played, I think, for all of 10 minutes last night when two of them, when the surviving members of the band met up for one of the dude's weddings. So that's a great wedding band to have, don't you think? Like,
I'm going to ask them if they'll play mine one day.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like, play, like, I don't know. What's a good wedding song? What's
Relics would be good. I love that, the gun cocking and the gun shooting in that song. That'd be really fun for a wedding.
That would be awesome.
I really only listen to Helvete, if I'm going to be honest. I've listened to all of their stuff, but that's my favorite one.
I guess they could also play like a cover of Earth Angel or something like that. I
think that'd be pretty good. I'm trying to remember the other one that I really like. I can't remember the name of the other song, but that whole, if they just played Helvete like back to back, like six times in a row, I think they'd be solid.
What else we got? What else is happening?
Joe, what do you think about Scar Symmetry?
Like, if you go to Walmart and, like, you're looking at the Walmart brand cans, like, it's white labels with black lettering, and you come across a can that says metal and nothing else, if you open it up, you're going to find Scar Symmetry inside.
Well, good news for you. They're coming to America to tour and give you their generic taste of modern metal.
Sweet. I can't wait to not go.
Well, Arsis is on the bill, so it would be, you know, enjoyable somewhat for that part. So that's nice. You want to talk about some dumb stuff?
Always. Always want to talk about dumb stuff.
All right. On a scale of don't care to care, tell me what you feel about some of these. Are you ready?
Yep.
Corey Taylor slapped a foam
don't
out of a fan's hand.
Don't care.
Actually, you know what? Let's make this more fun. Make fart noises if you don't care.
Okay. Go ahead. Right. I won't interrupt you this time. Sorry.
No, please, by all means, interrupt me if you really don't care. All right. New Tool album rumors. Oh, man. Don't care. Megadeth has another drummer.
Somewhat. Like a quarter of a care.
Right, nope.
Well, tell
who
me.
Cares?
Tell me. Who is it?
It's the guy from Soilwork. He quit Soilwork so he could fulfill his lifelong dream of being fired by Dave Mustaine.
Great move. That's a good move.
It's a real great career move. I mean, solid. I mean, look at all of Dave Mustaine's old drummers. Nobody knows their names, so good job. Actually, no. He has had good drummers. Even though Chris Adler plays in a totally not terrible, horrible band. Anyways, moving on. Really, and speaking of generic, boring tours, Trivium, Sabaton, and Huntress are on tour together, which is weird. Yeah, aggressive fart noises right there.
Trivium is a band that exists.
Sabaton's really fun live, even if they have written two songs in their career. And this is the one I hate. This makes me upset. So everybody knows how excited I am about Frost and Fire Fest this fall. But unfortunately, all things must come with balance. And that balance has reared its ugly, despicable head. Suicide Silence, Whitechapel, Despised Icon, Carnifex, and Oceano are all on tour together. Wait, absolute garbage.
That sounds bad. Can you say those band names again? Who is this again?
Suicide Silence, Whitechapel, Despised Icon, Carnifex, and Oceano.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Although, I have seen Whitechapel before. They're pretty good.
No, they're horrible. You're wrong. So that's the balance to Frost and Fire Fest. It's a price I'm willing to pay because it's not like I actually have to go to these concerts.
You could have fun, you know, go in disguise, put on a flat billed cap and some mesh shorts, punch a woman in the pit. Like, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, maybe call some people some homophobic slurs while I'm in there when they don't hit people as hard as I do.
Ooh, you could get some of those, the earrings that...
the gauges,
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I should plug my nose. I should, like, put, like, holes through my nose, too. Oh,
they're not called gauges. They're called plugs, okay?
Wait, when did they become plugs?
I don't think that they've ever been referred to as... You know what? This is dumb, and I spend too much time on the internet, apparently.
Why are we talking about the difference between plugs and gauges?
Okay.
All right. Let's play some music. We've been rambling long enough. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree, and I think we have some tremendous music for the folks on the show. Here and now, let's hear Replenishment by Horse Burner. stuff, you just heard Replenishment. That's the latest from Horseburner from their new record, Dead Seeds, Barren Soil. You may recall that once upon a time, we declared that Horseburner was the best unsigned band in West Virginia. And you know what? I think they still are. That track was, it was ripping. It was ripping, dog.
It's dope. They're from West Virginia. They're not far from me. I need to find out if they played with the Seduction. And if they have not, then make that a concert, because that would be a really fun concert.
I agree. And I think that it's funny that you mentioned the Seduction, because they were also declared a best band in our contests. And they have a somewhat similar sound.
Yes, very similar. They got that. I imagine, just like the Seduction, if I submitted Horseburner to Metal Archives, they would tell me no, which is fine, because I don't completely disagree. They have that righteous, fun, stoner rock metal kind of vibe going. A lot of hard rock with this kind of simple, straightforward and catchy segments. Both bands clearly like Thin Lizzy.
Clearly.
And every band should be Thin Lizzy, frankly.
Okay, okay, get this, though. We played a track from the new Seduction record 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The name of that record...
Oh, I love this. I saw the. I noticed this too. Do it, do it.
The name of the Seduction's record is Bad Seeds on Fertile Ground, whereas with Horseburner, this record, Dead Seeds, Barren Soil. This is the same band. They thought they could pull one over on us.
Oh, I'm going to message them afterwards. All right. I'll be like, Daniel Biggins, you little... I caught you. I caught you. You got two Seductions. You're releasing the same album twice.
I mean, lucky for those guys.
You're calling yourself Horseburner.
Yeah, lucky for those guys, I like both those records. But you thought you could pull one over on me, huh? You got to get up pretty early in the day to pull one over on Joe Thrash and Kill, let me tell you.
I like that New York accent you tried to pull there. You're from New York guy from Texas, huh?
Exactly. Horseburner, I'm also getting a vibe of Baroness here, which is a welcome addition.
Oh. Yeah, early Baroness kind of thing?
Yes, definitely.
When they were still rocking, they weren't just trying to be weird and stoned out of their minds.
Yes, when...
Definitely, I agree. It's just a really fun track. I'm probably going to check out their album later, because that seems like a fun thing to do.
We say it all the time, but we need more fun in metal.
Yes, I'm totally down for fun, as long as the bands don't suck, because I've seen bands who are, I'm doing air quotes right now, fun, and they suck. But
I'm just sick to death of grown men thinking that it's cool to be like evil and edgy and wanting to be, I don't know, more evil, more hateful than you. Like, you still have to pay your rent, dude. You have to, like, take your trash out. You have to take your girlfriend out to the movies. Like,
it's like these same dudes who will be like, oh, I'm so evil. We'll go, yeah, Attack on Titan's my favorite anime. In the next sentence, how can anyone take any of these dudes seriously. They're like, oh, man, I worship Satan. Yeah, Attack on Titan's okay, I guess.
It sounds like you're talking about Satanic War Master right now.
I know, right? So you earlier today showed me a page that pretty much sums all of these things up into one hilarious page. And yes. I'm trying to convince my cat to leave me alone long enough that I could look at my phone and pull some of these up, but Albus is being very demanding today.
This page it delivers something that I wasn't sure that I needed until I found it, and then I was positive that this has been a part of me. It just took my lifetime to find it.
I'm reading it right now and laughing at it.
There's a Facebook page called Scream Bloody Cringe. Which essentially just takes screen caps of the dumb bullshit that metalheads write on the internet and commemorates it for perpetuity, the just awful, awful crap that you guys think is cool. This page only has about 3,000 Facebook likes. It's a crime, because every metalhead should like this, look at
and
it,
learn.
And learn. Let's see. We had a couple of favorites here.
This one's specifically for me. What's with all the labels? Power metal, death metal. It's so stupid. Metal is metal. Stop trying to categorize things. And he even ends it an ellipsis with three dots in a row?
Oh, yeah, that's an ellipsis.
Oh, my gosh. The ellipsises kill me. I can't stand when people talk that way.
I don't know why you would bother to make a distinction between power metal, a genre known for, you know, like soaring vocals and cheesy keyboards, with death metal, a genre known for vomiting vocals.
And sometimes cheesy keyboards if you get bands like Nocturnus or something.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. How about this one? This is taking the statement of a band called Belligerent Intent.
Official, oh, yes.
Official. We, parentheses, Belligerent Intent, don't fuck around. I mean, we don't act the fool like most bands do. My guitarist works at a morgue all day slicing up corpses, and this is the most morbid motherfucker around. My drummer is a gun-obsessed, anti-Islamic mass murderer in the making. And myself, I'm a sociopath. I won't even go into my issues, but whatever. We fucking hate everything. Belligerent Intent is just a morbid trio of energy straight from hell.
I wanna message that band and just... Actually, I might do that later. I might message them on Facebook and say, what's your favorite anime? And if they respond, I'm just going to send them a screenshot of that post.
I keep slapping my forehead in disbelief that this is a statement that three guys got together were like, yeah, that seems pretty cool. I think people will know not to mess with us if I say things on the internet like I'm pretty tough. Like,
yeah, I mean, I tell people I'm going to kill them with steel all the time, and I don't think anybody's ever taken me seriously.
It also helps that you have giant blowout arguments over pizza preferences.
Or how to pronounce a word, or...
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce. Yeah. I do enjoy fake arguments. Those are fun. And now Pokemon Go gives me all the reason I need to hate on other people for completely arbitrary and stupid reasons.
I think, Randall, what you need to do is you need to stop having fun, fake, aggressive arguments on the internet. Start making real, stupid, real aggressive arguments. Just get completely brain dead with it. How about this? Sell my soul to Satan and worship myself.
I was going to read this one next. Keep
going. Play the most evil music. Drench myself in blood. I will be reborn as the most evil musician. No one would ever love a monster.
And this guy, the screenshot, his profile picture is black and white and is sitting in front of a noose.
Bad.
So edgy. Yeah, this page is everything all of you need, and I didn't know about it till today, and I'm very happy, much happier. Albus is really happy because he won't leave me alone. He's literally drooling in my lap right now because I kept throwing him away, trying to get him to let me do my job here. But I think I'm done with the phone because he's not going away anytime soon. Anyways, everybody go check out that page because, oh my gosh, it is beautiful.
Yeah, and sometimes you've got edgy people on the internet making essentially what could be posted here to scream bloody cringe, and they're actual real life, real label, big ass bands.
Oh, I think I know who you might be talking about.
Yeah, it's a shame. I really enjoy the music of Destroyer 666, but KK Warslut in the last couple of weeks has decided to go full in on being a douchebag on the internet. Because I guess
that's how I feel about Destroyer 666 now.
Yeah, and it's a shame too because he's got no balls either. He's been deleting the edgy things he's been putting on the internet. At least still,
yeah, he'll post some like horrible. What was the thing he posted the other day that we co-rolled? He posted that awful thing mocking the victims and the families of the victims of what is it, Nice, France?
It's Nice, France. Yeah.
I'm American. I don't know how to pronounce other places.
Yeah.
And he's mocking them and telling them they're a bunch of feminine men. And then he deletes a post when people say, "Hey, dude, that's not cool." But yeah. Then he also had a lot of those scream bloody cringe edgelords saying, "You tell them, that's right." Just awful people who probably deserve to die.
It's awful because they were a bunch of grown men. Like, presumably you've made it through 30 something years of life to be some psychophantic edgelord on the internet who wants to agree with your favorite bands because they're so dreamy.
Yeah, you know, when I think about attractive men who I want to bang, it's KK Warslut's the first one, obviously.
Yeah, I've got a KK Warslut calendar hanging up in my garage.
I bet, does it have, like, cool quotes and everything, too, from him?
Yeah, it's just some drunk, toothless Australian asshole.
it's just so... Normally, I don't let politics affect how I enjoy bands, and except for in very rare cases where just the band is just completely irredeemable. So, in a very noticeable case people have been fighting about for 20 years, Burzum.
Yeah.
Dude's a murderer, and on top of that, he's a horrible person
He is a
and
terrible
with
person.
horrible views. And his music is niche at best, anyways. The people who like it love it, and the people, everybody else doesn't care.
See, I know a lot of people that I respect and care about, and I trust that they are decent people who also really enjoy the music of Burzum. So I think I'm over it at this point in my life, and what I really want to do is start a vaporwave project using nothing but samples from Burzum's electronic music.
And call it Burzo or something very similar, so it annoys and upsets people.
Yes.
And then you can capture so many scream bloody cringe comments just from people posting on your stuff.
But I guess another thing that I take away by the same note of people I respect and like, also listening to the music of Burzum, I'm somewhat dismayed to see so many people tripping over their own dicks to defend white supremacists.
Oh yeah, and then right after the D666 post, Bolzer posted this, or how I'm not going to pronounce it right. I don't care.
Butsa.
Bolzer put up a post saying it's a sign of the times, and then posted a short 666 song for Unchain the Wolves.
Which, in that time frame, in that exact moment, you are clearly making a statement backing the work of your buddies in this band. I mean,
Right.
there is no other way about it. They later retracted and said that they didn't believe in any of the Nazi or white power symbology that
You're
so
giving them too
the
much credit because the way they worded it too was just incredibly antagonistic and condescending. You're insulting our intelligence. I can't believe how stupid all of you are. Like, no, you're idiots. You just clearly supported a guy who posted about mocking the families and victims of this terrible tragedy, and you're supporting that. You're idiots. Shut up. I don't care. You don't have to be a racist or a Nazi to be a terrible human. So stop it.
That is very true. Also, I think it's funny that these big tough metal dudes are vague booking like the same thing
That
that
white girls
yeah, the
who
white women
chug
would
lattes in America.
like I'm thinking about someone right now who really hurt me. Okay, you're a real
Dude,
tough dude.
have you seen that video of that like little 13-year-old girl who she's got that bracelet? She goes, "This is what happens when you dump your girlfriend to go be with her best friend," and she throws the bracelet in the woods. Have fun with her, Bobby. Have you seen that video?
I have not seen that, but I'd
It's
like to
clearly the
imagine.
most, it's clearly the most savage thing on the planet. That girl has more balls than Destroyer 666 and Bolzer have.
There you go, fellas. I don't know what to tell you. Quit being a wiener on
Quit
the
being a wiener on the. All
You want some real career advice? Don't be a wiener on the internet. That's
right,
the best
we
way.
are a career advice. We are gurus here. We've told bands so many things. Hey, if you have a self-titled album, put a self-titled track on it. There's no other option.
I think
Don't
every.
be an idiot and don't be a wiener. I mean,
I think that Destroyer666 ought to send us a check in the mail for consultation services,
I agree, yeah.
helping their image of not being a wiener on the internet, which you so clearly are being. I tell you
I mean,
what,
yeah.
let's play
Let's
some more
listen to
music.
a band that's not a bunch of wieners. How about
Yeah,
that?
let's listen to a band that's really, really awesome. I was turned on to this by esteemed co-editor W, and I'm really glad. Here you go. This is Void Omnia with Singularity.
Thank you.
That'll make you bull run. That was Singularity by Void Omnia from their latest record, Dying Light. That is sweet.
What did you just say? That'll make your bull run?
Let's move on.
That was a really good track. Okay, so we keep getting tracks sent to us that's typical modern black metal. It's either straight Venom Cone or it's just some hyper-aggressive cult stuff that is probably made by a bunch of cringe lords in their mom's basement. This is how I love my black metal. Just fast, it's intense, and it's super melodic.
Yeah.
Give me more of that Norse core. I love it.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about this before. I'm not a big black metal fan by any means, but this kind of stuff really jams on me. So, thank you, W, for showing me this one. To be honest, I only listened to it because the cover art was really rad.
Oh, is it?
It's like a wizard, like, looking at a supernova. It's super cool.
Why didn't he send this to me?
Maybe he did, and you didn't pay attention.
This is very likely, considering how busy I've been. Oh, I'm looking at it now. That is pretty rad.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, I've been way too busy to do anything in my life at all lately, so... But after this week, I should be free again to actually do things.
Good. I mention it every week, but the media players are right behind. The links to the Bandcamp pages are right beneath this media player. I highly recommend going and check it out. Dying Light by Void Omnia. That is a killer record.
And we said this before. We talked about money and Bandcamp and everything. Go support these bands. Loan some dollars.
Yeah, man. It's tough to make money with music nowadays, and it's even tougher when it's so easy to bootleg merch on the internet.
Yeah, I have so many artist friends who will create these wonderful works. Like I bought this incredible Zelda T-shirt my friend drew, and then I was trying to find it to send the link to a friend. And I Googled it and found it, and then he sent me, he's like, no, that's a bootleg. And people just steal. They see the art, and these nameless people across the planet just steal the artwork, put it up on T-Chip, and make a few bucks off all these art designs they did no effort for.
Yes, I've been working on a larger investigative piece for The Toilet of Hell, specifically about how easy it is to bootleg your artwork or your band's intellectual property. Print it on a T-shirt, take money that should not be yours.
And even Bandcamp has had problems with this, where people will take a band that is already on Bandcamp or maybe not on there yet and put up their music and act like they're the official page and then sell music until they get taken down.
Yes.
And there's nothing they can do. Money is gone. That's it.
It's a shame because it's tough to figure out an answer to stopping that, and it's so easy to do to make a quick buck doing this. So let's be totally clear here. If you do that, you suck. Quit being a wiener. But I've actually seen some interesting bootleg merch on the internet lately. Our resident lizard showed me a Facebook ad that he saw for a bootleg Iron Maiden shirt, which this actually has a wrinkle to it that I think is fairly clever. He is a fan of Iron Maiden, of course, and also this rugby club in Australia. I believe they're called the Rabbitohs. So this was a combination.
Sounds like a cereal.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Eddie wearing holding a rugby ball and wearing this jersey for his local team. Which is a level of localized bootlegging that I have to respect a little bit.
Sure. I mean, Eddie or whatever his name is from Maiden is kind of a cultural icon at this point.
Definitely.
Just because of how huge Iron Maiden is. Everybody knows who he is, or at least has seen him before. So it's really difficult to protect that image. And I don't think Iron Maiden really cares too much about people. Like, obviously, if like Walmart decided they're just going to start a whole line of clothes using Eddie, then yeah, that'd be a problem. But something like that, I don't think they care.
Well, it's tough because the band would have zero financial interest in doing something so small and so localized. So this makes me wonder, what bands should we bootleg?
Well, I can start with a few we just talked about. Burzum, Destroyer 666, and Bolzer.
Yeah, I really don't want to like walk around with their stuff on my chest so that people are like, oh, he's edgy. Let's not talk to him.
Hey, that guy hates brown people. We should go talk to that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I see. That's what I think now when I see Black Witchery shirts.
But I think it would be awesome using all of the great old school metal mascots in a similar way. I'd love to put Vic Rattlehead, the Megadeth mascot, in a Dallas Cowboys jersey. I think that would really be fun for me and piss off Dave Mustaine.
That would also be cancerous because it's the Dallas Cowboys. But I don't really care about sports that much anymore. So I just know that it's good to hate the Cowboys.
I mean, that's fair. Out of all the teams, they are one of the most morally repugnant.
Yeah, I know. I noticed this a trend when I was huge into football. I was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan for reasons. I don't know. My friend convinced me to like them. And yeah, the Cowboys were just universal. Everybody just hated the Cowboys. And I never figured out why, but it was just a trend that if you like football and you're not a Cowboys fan, you hate them. That's
well,
it.
The reason for that historically is in the 90s, they were a powerhouse team, and a lot of people across the country became Cowboys fans, bandwagoners essentially.
Right.
Which is annoying. It's like meeting somebody in Texas who's a Yankees fan. You know that they are a garbage human.
Right, which is, oh God, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the same thing in North Carolina for Carolina fans. There's a lot of natural-born Carolina boys and girls who are Carolina fans, and that's fine. But it's so annoying. These people come in from out of state, yeah, man, Carolina. Dude, you lived here for a year. You didn't know that Carolina and Duke existed until a year ago. And B, you're not even at those colleges. Or C, you didn't even go to college. You don't get to – ugh, that rivalry is a really fun one, but there's a lot of stupid fans. And for whatever reason, people from New Jersey really like Duke for some reason. I'm like, you don't even live here. Stop.
Gross.
Go away.
Gross.
And then NC State's over there like, hey, guys, I'm in the rivalry too, right? And then everybody forgets they exist. I love doing that. My cousin went to NC State, so I like making fun of him. But back to bootlegging merch. So I was thinking that you could definitely bootleg merch for any band that me or Joe are in.
Yeah,
and that's like,
fine.
Like 20 for me. I would just be thrilled that somebody like actually put effort into doing anything that I've worked on. That'd be pretty cool. So if you do make any bootleg shirts of any band I am in or have been in, which should I go through the whole list or just save time?
Yeah, go ahead and do the list.
Avalon Steel, Year of the Ox, Arcane, Bastyrion, Old Scratched, Herd Cutter, Chariots of Steel. I would say Zealotry, just because I did guest vocals in that, but Roman would come to my house and kill me if I told people on air to make bootleg Zealotry merch. So don't make bootleg Zealotry merch or I'll die.
I'm glad you just said that because I am currently looking for a band that doesn't care too much to bootleg them for a future post for Toilet of Hell.
Well, bootleg all my bands all the time, please. And what's your bands?
I don't have a band right now, actually, man.
What happened to that one?
There were circumstances in which, circumstances, let's leave it at that.
That's fine. We can leave it there.
I'm currently working on some one-man metal projects that I think will just really go completely unnoticed on Bandcamp.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought you were about to hype your own stuff and I was going to pretend excitement for you, but I'm glad you're realistic about it. Is it...
It's tough.
I see
out
so
there.
Much. People are like hype it up, and then you go to their Bandcamp page, and it's supported by, and it's got one person.
Yeah, it's tough out there, man. Like you got to do something really new and fresh and exciting, or you have to know the right people to get anywhere. And that's
or you have to do something that's already been done, but do it better than it's been done before.
Exactly, which is
all I'm trying to do.
Which is why you can look forward to my Vaporwave remixes of Burzum tracks starting.
Oh,
next,
can't wait, Burzo.
Burzo.
But it's got to be like spaces in between each of the letters.
Oh, yeah, the whole vaporwave aesthetic.
Or you can get rid of the vowels, too.
Oh.
Because that's a big thing now, too. Yeah. But still pronounce it Burzum to piss people off.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. One concept of bootlegging that I'm actually not opposed to is there's a ton of fantastic speed and heavy metal bands in the early and mid-80s and even late 80s that don't exist anymore. Nobody really knows where the dudes went. The labels that put them out don't exist anymore. There's no official copies of any of their merch anywhere. So I'm totally all for, you know, getting that, those bands some merch, or some bootleg merch, and buying that, because I'm never going to go find a budget t-shirt anywhere, or I'm not going to be able to find, I was about to say ADX, but they're actually still around amazingly. Like Acid, I'm not going to be able to find a Maniac t-shirt on the internet, or a Virtue.
I've never heard of any of these bands.
Well, you're not a nerd like me and dig purposely just to find obscure speed metal that you may have missed. You might like Acid. Do you like the band Budgie?
I've heard the name before. I've never heard the. I've also seen a picture of the guy in the band. He looks like a mega nerd. I've never heard
of him. Oh, yeah, they're absolutely. They're basically, they're from the 70s. They played heavy metal, but they completely didn't make it or flew under the radar. And they ended up kind of just touring endlessly in Texas because they, for whatever reason, this radio jockey and this jockey in Texas played them constantly. So everybody in Texas started to really like them. So they just basically did Texas loops over and over again for a while.
Huh.
But
and then they became really, Pantera.
And then they turned then they released their album Power Metal and changed their name. I think that's a fair reason to bootleg merch though. Just, you know, the band can't make money off of it anymore, nobody's doing it.
Yeah, it's still perhaps somewhat ethically questionable, but you know,
sure.
Less so than bootlegging a currently active band, but you could easily use that money.
It's better than getting on eBay and trying to buy a 30-year-old smelly t-shirt that's worn down by some guy who tells you that metal's dead and nobody makes good music anymore.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. All right. Anything else you want to cover this week? I think we're running out of time.
Well, I think I'm set. Albus is being really annoying today. He keeps jumping in my lap. But it's also kind of cute because he's a cat and he's cuddly.
That is fair. I will give him credit for being a cat.
Did you have anything else?
No. I have one more track I'd like to share with everybody, and then I think that's it for this week.
Alrighty.
What do you know about Ireland?
I was about to make an insensitive joke, and I'm not going to do that. Is that the first thing you thought of,
too? Too soon! Too soon!
It's been how many years? I'm still not going to say it.
I'm pretty sure that this album is about like the horrible struggles of the Irish. So this is insensitive right now.
Oh no! All these potatoes. I don't know what to do. There's no more potatoes left. Oh,
I would love to pronounce this band's name properly, but I'm not going to because I can't. I'm going to say it's Coscrad is the name of this band. It's out of Ireland, they just put out a demo on Invictus called Demo 2016. I think it goes pretty hard, and I really think that folks that are looking for dark, kind of mid-paced death metal vibe, maybe even a little stoner vibe from it, are going to jam.
There's a lot of sludge in it. Y'all see, the first three quarters of the track is pretty sludgy and repetitive, and then the last quarter just flips a switch and changes everything on you.
Yeah, this one's definitely...
I'm excited to hear the demo because it sounds like a full album experience, and I'd like to get into that.
It definitely is. This one's a slow build, so stay with it or, you know...
Go bootleg some Burzum merch or something.
You wieners. Anyway.
All right.
I'm Joe Thrash and Kill. With me, as always, Randall Thor. You've been listening to the Toil of Hell radio show. This is Buried by Coscrad.
You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.